Welcome to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. To connect with Shalonda, go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. Or you can see her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Thanks so much and enjoy the message. Hi, today I want to talk to you a little bit about the reality of what you're actually doing to show whether you're in the 97% of society, which, as you might not know, or you might know, is the majority of individuals that have a job that create an income, yet the reality is that 3% of society does control the finances of the world. Many of us are in a position now with our own businesses that we're prepared to go ahead and bump our way into that 3% as well. Yet, we must understand that there are some ways that the 3% act that we can look at in order to see, and the things they do in order to see where we really are in our decision making according to moving our way up into that arena. I have a list here of about 25 things, ways you can compare yourself to see if your mindset is a mindset of the 3% or if your mindset is a mindset of the 97%. Please do not beat yourself up, because regardless of where you fall, the idea is that you're aware so that you can begin to switch gears a little bit so that you can begin to do those things that will take you truly into that 3% realm. The first thing is, the 3% only need to know one or two steps to begin taking action toward their goal. The 3% only need to know one or two steps to begin taking action toward their goal. The 97% wait until they know each and every step before they take even one action. Even one action. So I'm going to ask you, are you an individual that you just need to know one or two things and you're off and running? Or are you one that feels like, you know what, I need to know every single thing I'm going to have to do before I even move one step? If that is you, begin to kind of change your mindset. Do a few things where you only know a little bit and you take action immediately and watch what happens. Okay. Another one is, then 3% only focus on why they are headed that way. The 3% only focus on why they are headed that way. The 97% only focus on how to do it. The 97% only focus on how to do it. So, you know, simply ask yourself, many of us in business, we're constantly talking about your why, because that's what you should be focusing on at all times in order to move forward. Yet, sometimes individuals are very caught up in the how. How is it going to happen? How is this? How is that? All that does is keep you stagnant, because the how may not have even been placed before you yet. All you have to do is sit and know your why and simply only focus on that why and move forward, okay? Another one is, the 3% start now regardless of circumstances. Whew, that's a deep one. That one hit me a little bit, because I remember a time when I wouldn't move depending on what it looked like. You know what I mean? Yet the 3% start now regardless of circumstances. The 97% wait until everything is perfect. Now, many of you right now, the sound of my voice, know very well things rarely line up. When they do happen, we're like, ooh, that was amazing, right? So the idea is to start now. Don't sit back and look at every circumstance you have. Just start. The next one is, only take on the 3% only take on tasks that move them closer to their goal or purpose. The 3% only take on tasks that move them closer to their goal or purpose. Okay. So the 97%, they take on all sorts of tasks that are appealing. The 97% take on all sorts of tasks that are appealing. So that's something kind of interesting. What you're doing right now, is that truly going to lead to your success? The activities you're putting in, are they activities that are appealing to you? Are they actually activities that are going to get you where you want to go? And a fifth one for today is, the 3% have a mentor. You know, we've talked about that many, many times, but the 3% have a mentor. Whereas the 97% learn on their own. The 97% learn on their own. So, do you have a mentor or do you learn on your own? I have not one mentor, but several mentors. That's definitely something to think about when moving forward, knowing that you are able to basically go ahead and continue to move forward, especially with a mentor. Now, let's talk a little bit about this mentor. This mentor should basically already be doing what you desire to do. A mentor isn't someone that's on the same level as you. It's somebody who's actually doing and has the things you desire. When you listen to them, it's a respect thing because you know they know what they're talking about because they've actually overcome the situations you're working toward. Okay, if you're a single mom and you're a single mom looking to be successful on the internet and possibly begin to spend more time with your family, seek out a single mom that's actually living the life you desire. If you are a real estate agent and you're looking to have a real estate agent, begin to do things differently or change up how you're doing your marketing and you want to know how to do it online, find a real estate agent that's had success marketing their business online. These are things that you should be doing. Now, this is only the first 5 out of 25, so we're going to let this be part 1, and I'm going to bring you the next 5 on my next podcast on part 2, okay? The 3% versus the 97%. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. Feel free to visit Shalonda at www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. You will then put your information in and reply to any email she sends you, and she will definitely reply back. Also, feel free to visit her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Make it a great day and keep smiling.